Welcome to Globetrotter Academy. Today's episode delves into the resilience and burnout of foreign service spouses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Their experiences offer a window into how organizational support can make a critical difference during crises.
It's an important topic, especially with findings from the study Burnout and Resilience in Foreign Service Spouses During the Pandemic and the Role of Organizational Support by Goodmunstadter and colleagues.
The study surveyed 421 spouses from European Ministries of Foreign Affairs.
The study sheds light on the unique challenges faced by this group and highlights actionable insights.
One striking finding is that 31% of respondents reported moderate personal burnout, with 4.5% experiencing high or severe levels. This underscores the heavy toll of the pandemic on their mental health.
It does. The study defines personal burnout as the extent of physical and psychological exhaustion experienced by an individual. One participant described feeling worn out by the constant uncertainty and increased workload during the pandemic. This illustrates how stressors were amplified for this group.
Resilience emerged as a key factor in mitigating burnout. According to the study, higher resilience was significantly correlated with lower personal burnout scores. This means that individuals who demonstrated greater adaptability and coping mechanisms fared better under pressure.
And the role of organizational support is critical here. The study found that specific supports, like having a designated contact person or knowledge of evacuation policies, were associated with reduced burnout. However, only 27.3% of respondents knew they could be evacuated if necessary.
That's a surprisingly low percentage. It suggests a gap in communication from organizations to families. The study emphasizes, simply knowing about available support can improve resilience. Clear communication from ministries of foreign affairs could alleviate stress significantly.
Another noteworthy insight is the inverse relationship between age and burnout. Younger spouses and those with more children under 16 at home reported higher levels of burnout. Each additional child increased burnout scores by 2.4 points, while older spouses showed greater resilience.
These demographics highlight how different factors interact to influence well-being. The pandemic's challenges compounded existing stressors, such as frequent relocations and cultural adjustments. One spouse mentioned, "It felt like managing a household while navigating a crisis alone."
That's where resilience-building strategies come into play. The study suggests pre-crisis workshops on stress management and resilience could be more effective than interventions introduced during a crisis. Proactive preparation is key.
Speaking of preparation, the study also connects resilience to social support. Access to clear policies or even virtual social events during the pandemic contributed to lower burnout levels. It's about fostering a sense of community, even remotely.
Yes, and the findings have broader implications. The study states organizational support is essential, not only for the well-being of spouses, but also for the effectiveness of foreign service officers. When families struggle, it impacts the diplomat's ability to perform.
The research provides a roadmap for improvement. Ministries of Foreign Affairs should prioritize direct communication with spouses, establish dedicated support offices, and ensure that critical resources are accessible and well-publicized.
Absolutely. This study reminds us that supporting families isn't just a nice-to-have, it's a strategic necessity. It enables both personal and professional resilience, especially during unprecedented crises like the pandemic.
Thank you for joining this discussion. It's been enlightening to explore how resilience, burnout, and organizational support intersect.
And thanks to our listeners. Let's continue these conversations and find ways to apply these lessons in real-world contexts. Until next time.